Right to left, sorry.
Well, yesterday we finished off with the Mogen Avram that when it comes to Ta'arvavis, some Ta'arvavis, not Chameshis Midim, so he explains the Machlekes Rosh and Rambam, whether we go Basar Roiv, or whether we go Basar Kavanas Achilosai. And then we pointed out that the Mishnah Berura points out that Chayodim and the Vilna Goyim also go Basar Roiv. So probably the Achra that most Poskim would follow would be the Mishnah Berura. I didn't check the Aruch HaShulchan. That would be very important. But you have an opportunity just to see the Mahalacha HaPsak. First of all, the position of the Mogen Avraham. Till the Mishnah Berura, and in fact probably till probably the 50s or 60s, the Mogen Avraham was the most important Pirush to Arachayim. And there was even a period of time when there was such a thing called the Mogen Avraham Shir, where the yeshivas that did not focus on lomdas, the folks in halacha, so they sometimes would have be ma'ayin into the Mogen Avraham. And you saw from yesterday the oimik of the Mogen Avraham of Avraham Gabiner. And when the Mishnah Berurah wrote the sefer, he was makbid that the page of the Mishnah Berurah should include the Shari Tshuva and the Ber Heitev. And the reason he was makbid was because he did not want his sefer to eclipse earlier svarim. The Ber Heitev is a sikum of the Mogen Avraham and the Taz. The Shari Tshuva is a sikum of other tshuvas that opposed Shulchan Aruch tshuvas. But you had an opportunity to see that without learning the sugyas, even learning the Torah Beis Yosef, without seeing the sugya, it's very hard to appreciate this nekuda, and it's a very important nekuda halacha. So we want to focus for a moment on the din of Tarevis Lagabe Chameshis Midim, because there the Gemara says that we follow Rav, and Rav says even if it's a kolshu, then we have Chameshis Midim. We know that kolshu doesn't mean if it's Ledevik B'Yalma. Okay? So it has to be a kol shehu, but l'chayra has some kind of kavanas achila, and I'm assuming that's either the sod or to give tam. So l'chayra, that should be the din, and that's how we should pass. Where do we come across and minig otherwise? That's when it comes to schnitzel, right? There are when you have a piece of meat that is covered with a breaded covering. So the purpose of the breaded covering is to give a certain tam. But you'll find in Svarim that it shouldn't stick. I don't think it's correct. You'll find in certain Svarim that it keeps the meat together. I don't think it's correct. Now we have very often you have grilled cutlets; they stay together very nicely. They don't stick together. So l'char, it's all about tam. You'll find in Svarim that it says a very, very thick batter. So a very thick batter is in order to fill as well. So l'char, I don't know if that's correct either. It could be correct, as I saw in one sefer, that yeshivas, that mosdos, yeshivas, and dormitories, so then they may have a cheshbon that a very thick batter, that's a cheap way of filling their talmidim. In other words, that might be a cheshbon. That might be the cheshbon of the chef. He says if he puts a lot, how does he get his guys how does he fill them? How does he get them to eat? And they don't go hungry. So the bread, they're not going to have so much. Cake means that he has to bake lots of cake. And it's a cheap, efficient way to wrap the meat in a fried layer. So that is the kavana of the chef, the kavana of the person who's doing the finances of the cooking. But I don't know if it's the kavana of the people eating. So sometimes when you have events, so you have paupers. The paupers, and they Do they have a batter? But usually the two, the tray of two things. There's proper is heavily spiced, and something which is heavily battered. No,
I mean, usually both spices have batter.
Maybe sometimes with or without the sauce.
Usually both batter.
Usually two different types of poppers.
Usually poppers usually just like mini pieces of schnitzel that are.
Right, but sometimes it's mamish the batter is mamish arrive, and the chicken inside is like sometimes it's. You get the impression that you really want the spiced batter, and the chicken there's a mouth here to have the spiced batter, but it's not really, no one's really eating the chicken, it's eating the spiced batter. So there it could be, in that situation, if they have to take a poll, people go to Dougie's, they have to go around giving it a poll, saying, why do Roy people have this, is it do they think they're having chicken? Okay. Or do they realize the chicken is an excuse to have the spiced batter? So that could be a situation we make a mezainis. But as you see, the Shevet HaLevi, Shevet HaLevi was Rav Shmuel Vozer. Shevet HaLevi was a Talmud in Chachmei Lublin in Europe. And then, I think before the war, he made it to Bnei Brak. He was a Talmud of the Chazon Ish. He was one of the chief Talmud of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish appointed Rav Shmuel Vozer to be a Rav in one area of Bnei Brak, which is, he might have been the only one that was appointed to be a Meir HaRav by the Chazon Ish. And he was Rosh Hashiva of the Chachmei Lublin in Bnei Brak. It was a period of time we used to hear Shurim from him Thursday nights. He would give public Shurim Alach HaLamaisa. So I heard a lot on Hilchas Nida from him. The Nida and Shabbos, I figured what the third year was. So I heard most of Hilchas Nida from him. So he was an Adam Gadol, one of the Meshivim of the door. And as you can see, he wrote volumes and volumes of the Shevet HaLevi. Now this is a very, very interesting tshuva. You can see, by the way, that he happens to be in Switzerland. That was his getaway. And right, Parshas Re'eh, it's right before Elul. So he writes this tshuva without Svarim. The first part of the tshuva is a family that has many children and doesn't, in a town where they're not happy with the chinuch, so should they have more children, or when he's afraid that the chinuch is not going to be so good. That's the first part of the tshuva. And he says they should have more children and just invest himself more in chinuch. Umash shol kavoy de binyan dogem mitugon bekemach matzah beitzim zman meshaka kotzel kotzel. But having more children, and what parochah do you make on bread and fish? Who's that? So he says, "Kevin deloy havei ledevek v'alma." He says, "Why are you eating fried fish? Right? Why are you eating fried fish with a coating?" So he's like, "Havei ledevek v'alma ela gam litein tam." It's not just to keep a piece of fish together, it's in order to give a taste. I don't know, he didn't have Abnezer in Switzerland. He says, because when something is breaded, when it's covered, when it's, what's the right word for it?
Coated.
Excellent. Good. When something is coated, so then the coating does not give it a bracha. But we have a kasha, but that's, why should that be? The Gemara says that Rav and Shmuel say, even a miyut. Doesn't say, he says, a miyut, it was ledevek. But why is coating? But this seems to be the Mahalach HaPoskim. The Shevet HaLevi in a later volume discusses Meshach Kovrim ice cream, Glida, that is covered with some kind of cake to make a Mizoinos or a Shehakol. So there, I believe, he passes that one does make a bar mitzvah. unless he says Avol Roger the Leichem is on his dakim ma'oid. Can the lahafzik is like Lida Zeu Kordi Din Merkachas She Merkachas Ikiv is a tofel. He says if it's a very 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 thin layer of cake and it's primarily to hold the thing together, that could be. I'm not sure. That could be in some ice cream cakes. So it could be that the flour that's there is not to make it, not to give taste, but just to hold the ice cream in place. That could be. Tzarechi, let's look into that. But again, the approach there, the cake is certainly part of the tam that one is having. And there he says, unless it's clear that the cake is there, just hold it together, one would make a mezainis. So the question, hodro kushla duchta, why is it that the minig olam is to make a shahakol on schnitzel? Why does that not go keneged the dinner of Rav and Shmuel? All right? Correct? Kasha, good kasha? So l'chayra, it goes back to an Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer was a Sochet Shev Rebbe. Sochet Shev learning was the Iker, and Sochet Shev was in the Polish Hasidus. Sochet Shev Alexander, Ger. So there were all Polish Hasidus which were very, very dedicated to learning and learning in Lumbus. Sochet Shev was a Gval that was phenomenal going in Lumbus. He was the son-in-law of the Kotzker. And very close to the Ger Mahalach, and Ger also learning is the Iker. So the Yisachet Shemir Rebbe, he was like a guy in the Moifes in the early part of the 20th century. The Yisachet Shemir, that he names, is also the Egle Tal and Shabbos, and he is the father of the Shemi Shmuel. His the Shemi Shmuel's great grandson is the present Yisachet Shemir Rebbe in Beit Dagan. I think his name is Reb Shmuel. So, also a person who learns Yemen Belayla. So, the Sochet Shever had, what was his question over here? His question was a situation where a bread or a kemach or flour was put into chopped meat in order to make the chopped meat something that an older person was able to swallow. Without getting involved in the technicalities. The older person has trouble swallowing, and he raises the question about, so that in that case, he says, well, clearly, the kemach is ledevek bialma. Okay, now he raises the question, what about when the kemach is made to inflate something? Person has, you're a caterer. And you quoted on a simcha, and you quoted a certain amount on your chopped meat, or in your filter fish, and between the time of your quote and when the simcha happens, prices skyrocket. So now, if you're going to end up keeping your menu, you're going to lose money on the deal. So what do? You bring lots. You buy the flour. So you stretch your gefilte fish, right? You stretch your potato gugel, and you stretch your chopped meat. So now maybe you'll make some money because you'll be able to, you bloat everything with flour. So what is the din over there? The kavana of the chef, of the cook, is linafeach. Is that the same thing as ladavik? Right, the kavana of the chef, if you ask him why he's doing it, he's saying, it's a business decision. It's got nothing to do with I can't afford to have so much meat, there's so much fish. Okay, so. Now, the chef will also say, "I don't want my guests to go hungry, so it's going to fill them as well." Right? It's not for taste, l'chayra, and it's not l'devek balma. The person who eats it certainly is eating it because it helps fill him. That's why he's having this piece of meat with all the flour inside of it. So that's the question of the Avnei Nezer. How do you evaluate the idea of creating greater volume. Do we say that's ledevik b'alma, it's functional, it's like having a plate, a knife, and a fork? Or do you say, no, at the end of the day, it is part of the mechanics of, it is a kavana zachila. En route to discussing that sugya, so he discusses our sugya. What happens when you use kemach, and the kemach is not ledevek, but not lesoid, it's letam. What's the din then? All right. So that's schnitzel, right? What's the kemach doing there? What's the flour coating doing there? Letam, it tastes that. You can have a choice of having grilled schnitzel. You have a choice of having pesto schnitzel. You have schnitzel, the fried coating, right? The original, right? The classic. So, what's your decision based on? What kind of taste you want now? Okay, so l'chayra, based on everything we've learned, we said that that's one of the kavanos of achila. So therefore, we have a tarivus. It's not ledevik ba'alma, and go b'asar rav elamai. Shevet Levi says. Right? Almost all the swarms say we're not knowing that way. So that's what the Sachashim is not addressing schnitzel. He's addressing different kinds of kavonis achila. The devek ba'alma, we know that's not going to be, that's a plate, that's a fork. We know that lisoid, that's mamish, the kavon of achila. Right? What about tam? So l'chora, we would say the way we learn the sugya, we began the sugya by saying machloikes, Rav Yehuda and Rav Kahana. What's the din when you have a competition between the kavana lesod and kavana letam, right? Devash and nu, right? And the Gemara explicitly stated that one is lismoda, which we generously discussed as being lesoid, and that was Rav Kahana, and Yehuda said, Duv She'ikir. Doesn't really say exactly, Duv She'ikir, Rav Kahana Omer, Bermini Mizon, is some Smida Iker. So Duv She'ikir, we assumed, is the Tam. However, we looked at the Ramah, and the Ramah said, that when you have a candy, when you have a honey candy, and the flour is there in order to give the honey candy substance, so then you make a shaka. But, why? Because that's the ledevik b'alma. But let's say you have a dish, and the honey is one of the major ingredients. You have a cholent, right? And you put honey in the cholent. And when you eat the cholent, you can taste the honey. Right, or the way the Rama explains it, you have an onion, and the onion might be even roiv of the tairoives, and it's giving a tam, but it's not the ikar; it's one of the spices, one of the ingredients. So then, the fact that it's latam does not become an impressive factor in the bracha. So the Rama seems to say that tam, when tam is versus sada smida, so let me go with Rav Kahana basa smida, and that would be one interpretation of the Gemara that kavase the Rav Kahana mistabra, that when it comes to chameshes mini dagon, so chameshes mini dagon is going to be the keveya of the bracha. But that's when the chameshes mini dogon are accomplishing the purpose of lesoid. Who spells that out? So the Tzachash Rebbe said that's the Chorav Pshat in Taismas. Because when Taismas says, where's Taismas? Try again. No, it's funny.
Not playing tablet.
What was that?
Nothing too
many. No, I don't think so. But then it usually pops up if there's too many things open. Okay, let's try. I still don't know. Yeah, you're right, but it still doesn't respond. It wasn't mechaven to my kavanah. Okay, so Tosfos says, "Kol sheyesh mechameshes aminim avarchan lo barmin and mizaynis." And he had his food. Sheoisin mikemach umayim ayicholov avarchan aleim barmin and mizaynis. V'chein kishen noisin kemach. You put flour into beans, and or you put flour with nuts. Im oisin oisay. If you are doing it kedei sheyisayd aleiv. Then one makes a bermine mezonos. And if it's a devik ba'alma, then you don't make a bermine. What about if it's not lis'od and not ledevik? What if it's for Tom? So the Sochet Shabbalun's pshat in the Tosfos that if it's for Tom, then you don't necessarily go bosser the bermine mezonos. Only if it's lis'od. Sochet reaches a gavalda gesvara. He says, we haven't discussed yet, why is it, what's the pshat in Rav and Shmuel? We took it intuitively, kemach is choshev. We didn't really ask what's the reason that when you have beans and kemach together, that you go bosa the kemach and not bosa the beans. What happened? That means even if the beans are the rove, even if you want a bean dish. So we didn't really discuss it. We just intuited. So the Sochet Shabbos says, Legabe Tam, Kemach, beans, whatever you want, whatever. But Legabe, satisfying, Kemach has more Koyach Lesoid than beans do. So Sochet Shabbos said, the Pshat in Rav and Shmuel is you go Bosar, Kemach, even if it's a Miyot, only if the Kemach is there Lesoid. The kemach is part of what's giving you nourishment. Or, a little bit different. So look, it would be like this. If you're having a dessert, and the ikar kavan of the dessert is for the tam, okay, so then it could be that the kemach lit tam will be significant. But, and it could be that in a dessert, like the Ramah said you have a candy. So when you have a candy, that's when the devash beats out even the kemach. It's only, so why does the, so in that case, the Ramah said, because there the camel was just to hold the, it was holding the honey. Okay. So then that didn't give us a new din. That's the Devik V'Alma. But then the Ramah says, but if you have a mixture, and the honey is in the mixture, and it's to give it tam, so then we don't go boss of the honey in that case. Because there are other kalvone sechila that might be addressed there. So the Sochet Shabbos saying pshat and Tosfos is just like. So the pshat and Tosfos is that when the kalvonas achila, which is going to determine the bracha, is the kalvon of soed, right? I'm sitting down to eat. That's lunch. What is the kavan of eating lunch? That's to get me through the rest of the day. Right? Person insists I has a snack. So, better yet, you're a guest in somebody else's house who came over for to shmooze or whatever. And they put some food out. They bring out a candy dish. The kavan of zechila is for time. Kavan of zechila is not to get you through the rest of the day. Right? So Sochet Shabbos says that when the kavanas achila is l'ta'am, then that which gives the greater ta'am is the kaveh for the bracha. When the kavanas achila is because you want to have lunch when you don't want to be hungry, so that's when the chameshes mini dogon afilu of their amiyot their kaveh. Because chameshes mini dogon, even if they're the smallest amount, they get are the most, so they get shalom. So you have potatoes and you have onions and you have meat. So you would probably say the most chashuv part of the tonal is the meat, right? But al pi din, it's a Thursday night mishmer, and you're having shalom then, and you have made a bracha, you're going to make a bracha on the, you're going to make mezainis. Why? Because the kavanas achila then is to stay awake, to be full, right? There it's not stam l'tam ba'oma. So what's giving it, so in the context of the soin, so even if the barley's the miyut, it's still going to be the major source of being, of giving soin, of giving that the nourishment. So the Sochet Shaver says, so based on this word of the Sochet Shaver, so we would come to the schnitzel and say, when you look, when you're having, sitting down having schnitzel, the eager kavanah of the schnitzel is to fill you. So in that context, the flour is there only to give tam. So there, the kavanah sachila that is keveya the bracha is soed. So Sochet Shaver says that's what he learns from this Tosfos. Tosfos says that when it comes to this kind of food, oh, there we go. When it comes to this kind of food, called the kalorich, kemach mayim cholam, kishen neisen kemach latech polen. When you put flour with beans, that's probably be called a chili or something. That, but lechor is some kind of cholent. Cholent without the meat. So then one makes a, so there, im oisen oisei kedei she yis oid halev, os tzarech levarech, bari minei bezainois. That's pshat and kol she yish v'chamesh aminim. Because that's the ikra kavana. But when clearly the kemach is not there for lisod, so then you don't. Then the rule of Rav and Shmuel doesn't apply. That's one nekuda which the sochet. And then the sochet makes another nekuda, and he says that the. Hold on a second. It says, if you look at the Shita Mekubet, says, A.K.A. the Ritva. Below, oh, the Kol Zaman, I think this is it. She ain't a Me'ikir, a Tavshul Kalal. So this, what the Sochet Shaver is medayik in the Tosfos, he holds this. This is what the Shidim is saying. A filu b'tarav is kol zman she'ena me'ikir atavshul kalal she'ena bol kavanas achilose kalal. What's the kavanas achila? Once again, the kavanas achila, he's saying, is lisoid. The kavanas achila is not for tam. He holds machlekes of Kahana and Rabbi Yehuda is kavanas achila versus not kavanas achila. We suggested that there are different kavanas of achila. But even if our understanding is correct, this Sochet Shaver would most likely say that when our kavanas achila is to be satisfied, to feel full, not to be hungry, so then, and only then, do we say that a kolshu of kemach is the keveya. But when our overall reason for eating this item is because like the taste, right? In other words, a chocolate-covered pretzel, not right, a glob of chocolate with a piece of pretzel inside, and a glob of chocolate with a raisin inside, piece of pretzel. So there, the kavanas achil is not because this is not lunch. There it's l'tam. So then we would go basa the ikir tam, or we would go basa the kemach if it's giving tam. But if it's not giving tam, so then it would not be keveya the broch. And then the Sacha Sheva says something which is Tzorach Iyun Gadol, the very end. Mikol mokay ma koychi lachalok misvara lebenu yoyna upsaka shulchan aruch b'liraya b'rubin hashas. He said, but at the end of the day, and he's talking about flour l'nafeach. So he holds that flour l'nafeach should not give a b'rubin hashas because it's not a kavanas achila. Right? But it's not so partial because the eater looks at it as filling him up. So he says, but if it's not your basic kavana sachila, so then we should not be making a bracha. He said, however, I don't have a clear svara. I don't have a clear gemara. So, and my psak is going against the Shulchan Aruch and Rabbeinu Yoina. V'frat sheledas hashitim v'kubetzes gam bari mine mezonis ein mevarach kishein boi kezais. We haven't learned the sugi yet. But he says the shita only holds and makes a mezonos when you have a certain amount of food which is not satisfied over here. The shapim mevarach explains. However, he makes l'niyas daite yanir l'halocha yan b'zmana shulchan aruch. Oy loy nespashe tsefa ashita gubetzes al brochis. V'yeshloim re'ilo yiroya b'es yosef sefer gubetzes l'yamachnes reisha b'sofik. Levarach amoitzi, kevim shal das hashit and yetsi bivrukas amoz amoitzi. Vu bracha levatola, tev yosi levarach shehakol dal kulam im omer shehakol nivin varmi yotza. Says in his case, where the flour was the nafeyach, so now in his case the flour might be the devgi alma. So in his case amoitzi maybe bracha levatola. So he says it could be that this is Shulchan Aruch who had a Shidduk HaBetzes that was so spelled out so clearly the concept Kavana Sechila, so maybe the Shulchan Aruch would have passed differently. Right now the Shulchan Aruch, we're assuming, goes Basar Raiv, and the Shulchan Aruch will go Basar Kemach irrespective of the Kavana Sechila, as long as it's not the Deva B'Alva. And the Sacher Sheva disagrees with that. He says the only time that we go Basar Kemach, even if it's a Miyad, is only when the Kemach is there Kedei L'Soil. So he says, I understand that what I'm saying is against Shulchan Aruch, and I don't have a Raya Brura. He says, however, it's clear to him that what he's saying is correct in the Shita Mekubetzes. And then he takes a very interesting step for Poskim to say. So what does that do Halacha L'Maaseh? So some Poskim would say, nothing. Shulchan Aruch didn't have the Shita. Kacha Nigzira. That there wouldn't be a Shita later on. And the Halacha of the Shulchan Aruch is based on it being accepted by Minhag Yisrael. Finished. Chazanish is allegedly held that Rishonim that we didn't have over the centuries, there's a reason that the Hashgacha didn't want us to have them centuries. So the Hashgacha was Kaveya, and therefore they cannot, of course they're worthwhile learning it, Gvaldik to learn, but they do not have a place in the Mesoda Psak. The Chazanish, I don't remember seeing this inside, but I've read that when it comes to the Meiri, the Beis HaMechira, so we only had little bits of the Meiri in the Shidduk HaBetzes. But the Meiri, as we know it, the shelf of Svarim, so that was hidden in various churches and monasteries, because it was the Kisviyat was stolen during the various Christian pogroms. And the Vatican gave us access to them in the 50s, maybe early, around the 50s, probably the early 50s, and various churches in Europe would give people access to the Meiri. Ad kedei kach, that we now have an entire Meiri in all of Shas, but when I was growing up, we didn't have a Meiri. I remember the first Meiri above Metzia that came out. Nissen Alperz, that's all, he was one of the Meshashiva of here. So he was the first one to put out a Meiri. And then, as I, by my mitzvah already, the Meiris were starting to come out. Yeah, we were coming out then, but they were her new svarim. So how does one evaluate a Meiri in the Meseris HaPsak? So there are places who will say, have a Meiri, it's one of the great Rishonim. And the Chazanish allegedly said that if the Hashgacha determined that the Meiri would not be part of the Meseris HaPsak, so it's, the Meiri is huge when it comes to learning Pshat Nasugya, but not part of the Meseris HaPsak. So here the Sochachever is saying an interesting idea. He's saying that this Sefer, which only came to light probably in the 20th century, so he's, the Sochachever is saying that we can, that it's reasonable to say that if the Shulchan Aruch would have had the Sefer, he may have passed it differently. Right? Again, the Sochachever wouldn't say that out of the blue after being in the Sugya with the genius of the Sochachever and being ma'amik in the sugya, so then, and seeing that he can learn Tosfos this way, and seeing that the Mishneh Berurah is the machlokes rishonim, so he would now, it's a very big, a bold step to say that the Shulchan Aruch would have had the shita. Maybe he would say differently. As well, that's not part of the Meseris HaPsak. So it's a little bit of a chiddush. But hayoytze midvareinu. The next time you have coated schnitzel, and it's not pesach chasuuda, and you say your Birchas Shehakol, because that's what you said since you were a kid. So now you have to chaz in your mind that probably it's a Shevet HaLevi. And that seems to be the Haskamos HaPoskim. I didn't look at the Svarim, there's a L'Hevis Nosan. I didn't look into it. So why are you making a Shehakol? So the L'Hevra, you have to chaz in the Sugya. It goes against the Pashtus of Rav and Shmuel, because not the Debe Bialma, and Lamai, both the Shita and the Sachash of his Pshad and the Tosfos, is that the only time that you make a bracha on Mizainis when it's a Tofel is when the Mizainis is one of the Keches that gives a person Sviya. And then we say that when it comes to Sviya, so the miyot of a cheshes chameshvin will always be the item which accomplishes more of the sviya, the satisfaction. But when it's clear that the coding is there not for the purpose of sviya, it's only for tam, so then we say, go b'fir roiv. Roiv is the miyot. Go ahead.
Part of the Sabbath Shavar is he saying that like it's a time by time basis or food by food basis, meaning can a chalent be a shahakal one time because you're just eating it for the taste of chalent, like at some ish an hour after the meal, and then like mizonos at, you know, Shabbos lunch the next day, or is it, you know, chalent is generally eaten for a sviya and therefore it's always
so it's not so clear to me, but I would think the former,
it's time by time.
Yeah.
But barley is the
rove
of the
cholent,
no? So even if you're eating it for a tesh.
If it's the rove of the cholent, then you wouldn't have. But if you have a cholent, So there's no shaila that and you have barley inside of it. So then everybody would say make him mezainis. There were those who would say go straight with the rabs then. Even it's a miyat. And then there were those who would say, like you're saying, it's a rayu, it's not a shaila. And then there were those who would say that even if it's not a rayu, and we even if we don't paskin, that it has the din of pasabah bikisan. So then even so. No, sorry. When it comes to cholent, we didn't say that because all cooked. So when it comes to cholent, so then we would make a mezonos. But when it comes to the coating, right? So then we would make the charcoal.
Theoretically, it's a time-by-time basis, depending on what it could be.
I think so. I wouldn't use time-by-time, but it means what's my kavanah eating right now?
Right.
Yeah. Good.
Why are we assuming that the Shiva Levi is a leader of the Shiva Mikbetzas? Shiva Mikbetzas is supposed to plus our like Kavana Sechira. And we're saying, okay, according to the Shiva Levi, that's Svia, that's Sod. The Shiva Mikbetzas never said. Like Tosfos says.
Wait, you're saying the Avdi Nezer, not Shiva Levi.
The what?
You're saying the Avdi Nezer.
Avdi Nezer, sorry.
The Avdi Nezer, he says that. He says it further up in Gimel. See? Shuv go back to Skosov.
Right, so he says near that
Right. Right, so that's how you learn Pshat in the Shita.
Meaning, Tosu says straight out it's Kadesh Yisrael Leif. Shuv go back to Skosov just says it's a lot of that Kamanas Akhuz. So, it's a lot of Dafka that Shuv go back to Skosov, like, agrees with that, just that's the way that
correct. I agree with what you're saying, because I would see that time is also kavanah sechila, but I agree. But that's not how the sachs was being shot in the shita. Correct, Josh.
So, are we saying that the about kavanah sechila? So he's saying that the Abinazer says that there are different components, that there are different factors into what might determine a person's Kavanah Sechila, and that.
Yeah.
So, but Lamaiso, we're saying
the Sacher understands Kavanah Sechila is Lisaid.
Okay.
Right, and he understands that is what the Sheet had in mind.
And not Tom.
Correct. I'm saying it a little bit differently because I thought that Kavanah Sechila could either be Latam or Lusar.
Okay. But in a case where, like schnitzel, where the bread comes from the gives a Tam, but the what so it is the chicken, it sounds like some Germans will say, so it is what's Kobe. But what's Kobe wants Kavanah Sechila. Meaning, is it like whatever I'm in the mood for? Is it going to be Tom? Is it going to be COVID? Is it going to be sewing?
I believe so. I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alcohol and mice, do we possibly like Avdi Nezer?
With respect to what?
With respect to his diuk in his illness.
So L'chaira, to me, what I'm suggesting is that the Avdi Nezer is the basis for which the minig is to say shehakol on schnitzel. So the Nezer did say that's my understanding. The best way to explain the saying as shehakol on schnitzels is via the Avdi Nezer. I feel all the other hasberim done either not accurate to the Metzias or are not accurate to the halacha. Right, we say the reason we say shakal is because of the coatings there to it, they shouldn't stick together. Is that correct? Right? The coating is there to give it a certain kind of taste. So why don't we go basar the meat mezainis? So you have a lot of sfarim that intuitively the ikur kavana is achila, that goes against the. That would. So that is not the way that most people learn Pshat. They learn Pshat in the Rabbim Shmuel is a radical. We just go Basar. Chamesh means no matter what. The Chiddush of the Sachet Shiver is that to be Medayik in Tosfos and to be Medayik in the Shita, to say that the only time that we say that you go Basar Chamesh v'nidogan, even if it's a miyut, if it's there for the kavanas achilu sar. Right. In other words, you could say the whole thing a little bit differently. You could say that when the Gemara says later on that if I have turnips and flour, I make the bracha on the turnips because the flour is there l'dibuki v'alma, just to keep it together. So I could learn pshat. So we learn pshat is that the dibuki alma means that it's there for a functional purpose. It's there for the same reason you have a plate, same reason we wear a glove, same reason you use a fork. That's the easiest way to eat it. And the Shachat Shemra is saying, the Dibuki Ba'alma means it's there for any non-achila purpose, not kavanas. Nobody sits down and says, I'm going to have my poppers because the chicken is holding the flour together, right? So the sachet shiver learned pshat in the dibuki ba'alma via the shita via the tosfos is the dibuki ba'alma means that any time I have kemach for a non kavanas achila for a reason other than the reason that I eat. And then the Sachet Shiver took it a step further and said that the Kavanas Stam Kavanas Achila is Lesod. When I presented the Sachet Shiver, so I allowed for the pot because of the way we learned the Gemara, that a Kavanas Achila could include Tam as well. But the Sachet Shiver would still say that you determine the kavas achila by the specific time, by the specific place. And that nekuda, by the way, that nekuda of kavanas achila is going to come back to haunt us in the sugya of Pasab Bovikistan. Justin, when it comes to medicine, also correct. Also correct. That's the fact your test is coming from. But Pasab Bovikistan, the one, the psak of one, so the one or two slices psak, right? That's a din. That's the gabi brach achrayim. That's why it's not our sugya. Any questions? Anything which is not clear? Okay, gavaldi. Is that a question?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Is it against the Rambam though?
Is it against the Rambam?
Didn't you say that it does make a difference? Okay, really? Only if it's
correct. It is. I believe you're right. Yeah, he didn't present it. She's right. I believe you're right. Okay, so we got the sugya aliba de hilchasa, and we did the schnitzel. Covered a little bit about ice cream with a mezainis covering. And we'll come back to Shem. So let's just start the sugi of Oirez so that we know what's ahead of us. How do we get into Oirez? Because we are coming from the sugi, the shita of Rav and Shmuel. Kol sheyesh boime chameshes aminim and kol, what's the other phrase? So the Gemara says, why do we need both? Kol sheyesh boy or kol shehu? Kol shehu mechamesh is aminin. So we make the bracha, borei minei mezainis. Fine, that's one din. Then, kol sheyesh bo vidu the din of tam rabis diyesh mi inan kol shehu haveyimin mishum deisei be'enei avol al yidei teroibes loy kamash milan. So I have to learn two halachas. I have to learn the din of chameshes hamina bit in a mixture. Kamash milan kol sheyeshboi. V'yash me'inan kol sheyeshboi. If I only learned the din of taroibes, have yamina kol sheyeshboi mechameshes haminim e'in aval oires v'duchan loy. Mishum de al yedei taroibes. Aval isei be'enei neima afilu oires v'duchan nami mevorchan alav bari minei mezenis kamash milan kol shu. So by the time we get to this nekuda in the sugya, so we've learned that there's a din of bar minim mezonos, and we've learned that bar minim mezonos is on the chamesh v'nidagon, and bar minim mezonos is even when the chamesh is v'nidagon are miyut. So then the Gemara says, is that really correct that there are only five minei dagon? Aval ariz v'deichen loy, mishum al yidei tayroves, aval isa be'ein nami afilu ariz v'ducha nami varchen alav. Kamash malon kol shemechamesh leminim hu de mevarchen alav barei minei mezaynais. Lafuke ariz v'ducha nreis emilu left out afilu isa be'einei. Loi mevarchin bare minei mezaynes. So what's the, why is Erez more of a candidate than chickpeas? Gemara says, I need to have Erez v'duchan, I need to have a source that says you don't make a hamotzin Erez v'duchan. So what's the chiddush? If you have chickpeas alone, if you have anything which can become a dip, the Gemara says that we might think Ariz V'duchen is part of the mini dogan. So I need to have a lima that it's not. What's the habimina? Why would RSV?
It's still a grain.
Well, how about kasha? All right, it's also up there. What was that? In other words, why is RSV more than any other item? The Gemara said, I might have thought RSV ducha. Go ahead.
It's more solid than other.
More what?
It's more salted than other things.
Could be.
Regular to eat it by itself.
Hmm.
Eat it in two different ways.
I mean, it's not eaten the laffy as a pas.
Eat it by itself and it's cooked off, or eat it in like a rice cake.
Chickpeas are also.
But the fact that it's not eaten the laffy as a pas, I don't know if that is. Would that be a reason why we might think it's a bar minim mezonos? Right. To say that it's because it has the quality of sod and chanami, that would be a good ha'ara. Lafuki ariz v'duchan, da'afilu isei be'enei le'mevorchin bari minei mezoynes. Now the Gemara says that. So again, so how do we come to the sugya? Because Rav is to l'shoynes. And one of the lashonis is Ayriz v'duchan is not part of the chamesh v'nidag. So Gemara says, is that really correct?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're coming. That's how the sugya opens up. Piece of bread that's made from rice. Or it's made from duchan. How do they translate duchan?
Grass.
Grass? Yeah.
No, millet. It's not grass.
But what is it? How do they translate it?
I think it's a whole green.
Right, bracha achas mein sholish is what we call alamichya. Right, that is the bracha that has the important nekudos of every birkas hamazon. So the Gemara says that I might have thought that we should make a borei minei mezaynos. V'gabi maisik der nami v'soif kim maisik edera v'loi kim maisik edera. So now we have the sugya of Iris. Sugya of Iris is that the Gemara concludes it has some dinim of Maisa Kedera and some dinim of not Maisa Kedera. What's the din of Maisa Kedera? Which bracha?
That's
before
and after.
Which bracha? Mizonis. And what is Maisa Kedera generally have inside of it?
Before Dafis is not like that. It says it's Maisa Kedera that makes a bracha, but it's not like
Maisa
Kedera because
you
don't make
it his own. We're not. He's just defining what
Maisa
Kedera is.
Good. Again, so what are you saying?
I thought Rebbe was asking why is it like Maisa Kedera?
You're talking about Oris.
Yeah.
We're just saying what is Maisa Kedera?
What is the Maisa Kedera?
You make some sort of combination of porridge, oatmeal.
It's some kind of cooked. It's one of the chamesh in the dog that's cooked. That's what we see Maisa Kedera right now. Sigmara says that oires heviu lefon of pas oires have a baked oires, so you make a bracha tchila v'soif kim maase kedera. V'gavi maase kedera tanya bari minei mezaynos and main sholish. Sigmara says no, that couldn't be right. Sigmara says over here lafuke oires v'duchan. And essentially, Gemara said, one second, if it's Kemaisa Kedera, then does that have Oiris V'duchan? So the Gemara says, it's Kemaisa Kedera, Shalom Kemaisa Kedera, it's in between. B'tchila, it's Kemaisa Kedera, L'b'soiv, it's Shalom Kemaisa Kedera. D'ilu, Maisa Kedera, B'tchila, Birmingham Zainais. And over here, it's betchila it's shahakol. Lebesayif bari nefashis. So how's it kemaisa kedera? Was that?
Bracha before and afterwards.
the question would be, why
dafka maisa kedera? The Oires loy maisa kedera, but Tanya ele maisa kedera. And Oires is there. The Gemara says, well, that's because of Yechon ben Uri holds that Oires is min doga. And you have koris on it. And you can have rice, matzah, and pesach. But Rabbanan say no. So, question number one is, what has to be figured out in the sugya? Go ahead.
Why you have a habamina, have oris can't be themselves.
All right. There's going to be a special din that the chameshes mine dogon. What are the chamesh mine dogon? How do we know them? Because the Torah says two mine dogon, chitu sa'ira. And the Mishnah Chala says that chit and sa'ira are two kinds of dogon. And the chit includes it in kusmin, and the sa'ira includes and shifon. Okay? So, question number one is, the Gemara tells, the Mishnah tells us, what is mine dogon? What's chitu sa'ira? Was chayiv in trumis and maishes v'nei raisa l'chayra? What can he eat as a matzah? So our Gemara says, Oires it might make it into the chameshes v'nei dogan. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Yechon Nuri holds. So question number one is, what's the issue with Oires? Is it another one of the chameshes v'nei dogan or not? What are they arguing about? A different Messiah? How it fits into the Chameshim and Dagon? Now, our Suya overwhelmingly does not follow Rabbi Yechon Nuri. So that means it's Rabbi Yadama. So, Hundra Kushla Duchta, why should the din of a Maisa Kedera of Oires? Why isn't it like boiled potatoes? Why do we say a Maisa Kedera of Oires? Guess switch lanes and become part of the din of chameshes minim. What else has to be understood? Good.
What makes something chamesh daga?
Okay, good, good. What else?
Why was it be shakal after?
Say it again. Okay, so question number one is, why is Oires Asugia? Why is an Oires potatoes? So we know Yechon ben Uri holds an Oires is a good. So what are they arguing about? What is the special status of Oires? Then, question number two. The Argamara says you have Maisa Gedera, you have cream of wheat, you have oatmeal. Right? So in all of those halachas, what's the din of Maisa Gedera? Mizoinis and Alamechia. Now the Argamara says, and Oires and Duchan are going to straddle. Right? Kim Maisa Kedera, Veloy Kim Maisa Kedera. Maisa Kedera, the Mavorchan of Tchila Vesoyf. Veloy Kim Maisa Kedera, that is an entirely different Bracha. The Ilo Maisa Kedera is Mizoinus and Alamechia. Yiluhacha shakol niye vidvaray and bari nefashis. Why doesn't it get at least the bari piyadama? So what's this machlekes of whether Oires has the din of alam michi or not? Okay, so that's what we figure out tomorrow, and we know that the skun of the sugya is that it's going to be a straddler. So why is Oires had this special din? Okay. When's the earliest mincha these days? Okay, good. We're in time.